Senate debates. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The Senate voting on amendments overnight during the Votorama, with Republicans looking to block Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act. Fox's John Scott has the report.
Democrats claim the climate, energy, and tax bill they call the Inflation Reduction Act will not only lower costs for consumers, but won't raise taxes on the middle class. All 50 Democrats are expected to vote in favor of the $700 billion bill. Republicans argue it won't alleviate inflation and could make it worse.
Idaho Republican Mike Crapo on the Senate floor overnight said the legislation falls short of its name.
It does nothing to bring the economy out of stagnation and recession, but rather the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 gives us higher taxes, more spending, higher prices, and an army of IRS agents.
Democrats say only large corporations will see tax increases. White House physician Dr. Kevin O'Connor says that President Biden had a negative COVID-19 test Saturday. He will remain in isolation until he receives a second negative COVID test. China's military drills near Taiwan, drawing a response from the self-ruled island. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has more.
Officials in Taiwan reported 14 Chinese warships and 20 planes conducted what appeared to be a rehearsal for an attack. 14 of those aircraft crossing the median line. Secretary Blinken added that China is intentionally overreacting to Speaker Pelosi's landmark Tuesday visit to Taiwan, using it as a pretext for provocative activity. Japan's president called China's reactionary military exercises a grave problem, adding that several ballistic missiles launched by China landed in Japan's exclusive zone. Speaker Pelosi and the White House remain adamant that the U.S. does not desire escalation or a change to the status quo.
America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A remembrance ceremony was held Saturday for the world's first atomic bombing, which happened 77 years ago. Fox's Carmen Roberts has the report.
Solemn ceremonies in Hiroshima, Japan, as the world marks August 6, 1945, the day the U.S. dropped the world's first atomic bomb, killing more than 140,000 people. Unlike previous anniversaries, this one comes amid Russia's invasion of Ukraine and growing fears nuclear weapons will be unleashed on the world again.
Humanity is playing with a loaded gun.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres attended the ceremony along with representatives from more than 100 countries. Russia was not invited.
Tourists in China stuck in COVID quarantine.
A rapidly spreading outbreak of COVID-19 has stranded tens of thousands of summer vacation goers at the Chinese beach resort of Sanya. Approximately 80,000 tourists are now in lockdown as authorities try to keep the virus from spreading. China maintains a strict zero COVID policy, unlike the rest of the world. In order for tourists to leave the area, they must prove 5 negative PCR tests over 7 days. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
In Louisiana, a new project happening to deal with power outages caused by storms.
People in that state, unfortunately, have a lot of experience with damaging storms and the power going out for days as weather conditions get more extreme. Now, community lighthouses are being built that are powered by the sun and by volunteers. They've got solar panels on their roofs and a battery pack to store energy so people can recharge batteries, power up their phones, or even store medicine in cool temps. It's being sponsored by Together New Orleans, a nonpartisan network of churches and community-focused groups.
That's Fox's Chana Estelin. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.